Rockland's most effective communicator. This is WRKL, New City.
77 degrees and sunny at 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jill Hecker, RKL News. Rockland's forecast for today, hazy, hot, and humid with a high near 90. Tonight, clear and warm, and overnight low, 65 to 70. The complete forecast is coming up. The New City woman who killed herself and took the life of her four-year-old daughter leaves a dying wish. RKL Scott Stanford is live in the studio with a story. Scott?
Please forgive me for any pain I have caused. You are my children, and I love you more than myself. Those are the final words that Marsha Rimland has left to her two surviving children, Jason and Marissa Cohn. Rimland and her four-year-old daughter, Abigail Adler, were found dead in the garage of their Jockey Lane home. Rimland apparently died of carbon monoxide poisoning. Rockland's medical examiner says Abigail may have been drugged before being placed in the car. Marsha Rimland reportedly killed herself and her daughter to prevent her estranged husband, Ari Adler, from seeing the child. Rimland and Adler were going through divorce proceedings this week. Adler, who had been cleared of charges he sexually abused his daughter, had planned on spending his first unsupervised visit with Abigail the day they were found dead. Rimland's son Jason says he understands why his mother did what she did.
She loved her children more than she loved herself. And she's done because she didn't want Abigail to go through any more pain. And it's hard to understand because unless you're in that situation, what do you do? What do you do when your child is going to be sexually abused for the rest of their lives and the court will do nothing about it?
Marsha Rimland will always be remembered by family and friends as a caring, loving mother. Scott Stanford, RKL News.
Thank you, Scott. And funeral services for Rimland are being held today. One man is dead and another seriously injured after a shootout in Spring Valley. Ramapo Police Lieutenant Guy Stead says when officers arrived at 50 Decatur Avenue, one man lay dead and a resident of that address, Anthony Jacaruso, was suffering from serious gunshot wounds. Stead says a third man was taken into custody.
A third person who was presently at the scene of the crime was brought to the police department for questioning and still being held there. His identity is not being released at this time. No charges have been filed against anyone yet.
Police are seeking a fourth person who they believe escaped after the shooting to an awaiting car on a nearby street. Police do not yet know the events that led up to the shooting. Police have not released the identity of the dead man. Anyone with information should call Ramapo Police at 357-2400. Nyack Hospital officials and nurses will try once more to avoid a strike. The two sides will meet again Monday night, just hours before the Tuesday morning strike deadline.